Ladies and gentlemen, life with the Lyons. Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lyon family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Baby Freezing Lyon.
And here they are in Once Upon a Mime.
Cinderella, and I wondered if I could borrow a few things.
I don't care what you're putting on. You'll leave the furniture alone.
But we can't have a bare stage. If I don't get something, I'll die. I'll just die.
Well, if it's a matter of life and death, you can borrow that old horsehair sofa that's out in the summer house.
Daddy, Prince Charming could never play a love scene on that thing.
Oh, and why not? Your mother was sitting on that very sofa when I proposed to her.
You propose on a sofa with those short twisted legs and that dreadful big bulge in the middle.
You're right, Barbara, but your father hasn't always looked like that.
I should think you want our pantomime to be especially nice, considering you're in it.
Who says I'm in it?
But you must be.
Must I?
Well, of course, Pop. Somebody's got to be responsible for the out-of-pocket expenses.
So that's it.
It is not. It's because if you're in it, I know the play will be a big success. Do you mind my saying you're my favorite actor?
Oh, not at all, dear. I often say the same thing myself. Cinderella, eh?
That's right.
You know, funny thing, I've always wanted to play Buttons. I'll give your pantomime all I've got.
Does that include the furniture?
Of course, take anything you want. Buttons, eh? I shall get the audience's sympathy, eh, B.B.?
I hope so.
What part are you playing, Barbara?
Oh, well, naturally, I'll play the part that matches my personality and appearance.
Well, I get it. One of the ugly sisters.
Oh, that wasn't very nice, Richard. What are you playing, dear?
Cinderella.
Who am I, Prince Charming?
Richard, Prince Charming is a girl.
But a prince is a boy.
How can you be so stupid? Don't you know in pantomime, boys are girls and girls are boys?
No, I don't even know about those.
Don't worry, boy. You're a great actor. Opening night, they will cheer your performance.
Oh, Ben, come away from that mirror. Honestly, all this fuss about playing a button.
Oh, you're in it too, Mother. You're Dan Deany.
Dan who?
Deany.
Who?
Deany.
Who, Deany? You mean I've got to escape from handcuffs and things?
No, honey. You're Prince Charming's friend.
Oh.
You'll make a fine Dan Deany, and the part of Buttons was certainly made for me. Well, I must get off to the office. Mr. Fox has set up an appointment with Mr. Harcourt today. If I make a good impression, he may back six of our films.
Oh.
Well, goodbye, my dear little family.
Oh, goodbye, bye, darling. Daddy's certainly left in a good mood.
Yes, but he won't be so happy when he finds out your boyfriend is playing Buttons.
Why, that's awful. Barbara, you'll have to ask Carol to play another part.
Well, all right, Mother. I'll try. Oh, that must be poor Harold now. Come in.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Harold.
Hello, Richard. Hello, Harold.
Oh! I'm so glad you're here. Oh, I just made some tea. Would you like some?
Oh, no, thanks. All I want to do is just look at you.
Oh, Harold.
Oh, my tingling pulse.
Oh, my fluttering heart.
Oh, my upset stomach.
Richard, stop that.
Well, stop looking like a soulful sheep and tell Harold about his part.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned my part. I've been studying it all day, and my mother's bought a complete Buttons costume.
Well, I'm afraid
I've just been reading our big scene. It's wonderful.
But you see,
you're the beautiful Cinderella, and I'm Buttons, your devoted admirer. When the curtain goes up, there's no one on the stage but you and your Buttons.
Oh, come. Oh, come now, boy. She'll have to wear more than that.
Oh, Richard, I didn't mean to say that you...
Why, Harold, George, you've gone quite red.
Well, isn't that cute? Red buttons.
If you don't leave us alone, I'll call Mother.
Okay, okay.
Why don't you tell him he can't play the part?
Oh, I want to be nice to him first. Now, leave us.
All right.
Now, sit down on this sofa, Harold.
Oh, thanks. Close, isn't it?
Yes. Now, about this pantomime,
oh,
dear.
Oh, the pantomime can wait. I have something to ask you.
You see, you have?
It's something I've never asked a girl before. I hope you'll say yes.
Oh, Harold.
I hardly know how to say it. Would you... Will you...
Yes?
Will you move over? I'm sitting on a spring.
Well, about your part...
Oh, my goodness, look at the time. I promised my mother I'd be home for tea.
But wait a minute.
I'm sorry. I must go. Oh, Barbara?
Yes? Now what am I going to do?
Hey, Barb, why didn't you tell him?
You mean to say you were listening?
Oh, I didn't mean to say it, but you guessed. Boy, is he a drip.
He is not. Just because he's nervous, don't think he's stupid. Believe me, he's going to get ahead.
Good. If anybody needs one, it's Harold.
Barbara, what did Harold say when you told him your father was playing buttons?
She didn't tell him.
No, and now it's too late. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh!
Oh!
Stop that, both of you. The only thing you can do now is offer your father the next best part.
Well, which do you think is the next best part?
The Fairy Queen. You know. Cinderella's godmother.
Oh, he'd never do it.
Well, leave it to me.
Pop playing a woman. Oh, I'd like to see me do it.
Oh, you will. You're playing Cinderella's stingy old stepmother.
What? Oh, no, I'm not. You can count me out.
Oh, please.
No.
Richard.
No.
Richard, honey, I realize I can't make you play the part, but if things were different, I have a lovely box of candy you could have.
Barbara, are you trying to bribe me into playing that part?
Of course not.
Well, you better, because I won't do it for nothing.
Well, I brought home some beautiful chocolate meringues today.
Well, if I do agree, it's only because you're my sister. The fact that I'm going to have those chocolate meringues and candy has nothing to do with it. Where are they?
In the kitchen.
Oh, gee, thanks.
It worked.
Yeah, like a charm. Oh, look out of the window, Mother. Daddy's coming up the path.
Yes. Now all we have to do is get him to play the fairy godmother.
Oh, I hope he's in a good mood. If he isn't, we've had it.
Oh, who left that footstool in front of the door?
We've had it.
Oh, hello, baby.
Oh, hello, darling. Have a nice day at the office, dear.
I have not. I spent the whole afternoon trying to talk Harcourt into backing those films, and I got absolutely nowhere.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Sit down and tell us all about it.
No, let's talk about something more cheerful. I'm going to get my costume for buttons in the morning.
Well, Daddy, I have something to tell
you. Believe me, the only thing that kept me happy today was the thought of playing that part.
Oh, I'll get it.
Hello, Richard.
Hi, Wimpy. How are the new triplets?
Oh, coming on fine. They're 8 pounds, 9 pounds, and 12 pounds.
Oh, come now, Mr. Wimple. Don't tell me you're selling them.
I say, Richard, you're a proper cough drop, you are. I got your message, Barbara. What do you want to see me about?
Oh, the pantomime I'm putting on. I want you to be in it.
Good. Who's playing what?
Well, I'm Cinderella.
I'm Buttons.
I'm Cinderella's stepmother.
And I'm Baby Daniel's lion.
No, Mother, you're Dandini now. Oh, and Mr. Wimple, mm-hmm. I'd like you to play the dame.
No, thanks, no. I've always worn the trousers in my house, and I want to keep it that way.
Oh, don't be such a bad sport. Why, if I wasn't playing Buttons, I wouldn't mind playing a woman's part.
Oh, all right. I'll go home and dig up a costume.
Oh, Daddy, I'm so glad you feel that way about playing a woman, because I had to change your part.
What?
Yes, dear, you're playing the fairy godmother.
Not on your life.
Oh, please, Daddy. If you don't, you'll ruin my play.
Yes, where else can we get such a chump? I mean, a chance. I mean, who's good looking enough to play the part?
Oh, yes. The only other one I can think of is Gregory Peck.
You're not pulling the wool over my eyes.
Well, we're not trying to. Everybody says you and Gregory Peck are a great deal alike.
They do, eh? In what way?
Well, Gregory Peck has a world of personality, and you... Well, you take it, Richard.
Well, he's tall and slim and witty, and, you take it, Ma.
Well, oh, Gregory Peck is vital and youthful, and you, shall we go around again?
Thanks. Now I know just how good I'm not.
Oh, that's not true. You're perfect, and I love you. Please play the part, Daddy. Please. Just for me.
Phoebe, are you going to stand there and let your daughter twist me around her little finger?
No. I'm going down to the costumers and get you a nice fairy outfit.
No, no, Phoebe, I won't. I won't. I feel absolutely ridiculous in this fairy godmother outfit.
Well, you shouldn't. You look beautiful, dear. Just like a big blue doll.
Well, that's because I'm cold.
Doesn't he look sweet, Aggie? Aggie?
Aye, and the blonde wig suits you very well, Mr. Lion. I like the way it's done up in that pompadour style.
Yes, Ben, you look lovely with your hair piled up over your face and your face piled up over your chins. Yes, and your chins piled up and up and up, 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 up.
In other words, I look horrible.
Oh, nonsense. That frilly skirt and bodice were just made for you, weren't they, Aggie?
Aye, there's nothing better than Scotch twill.
Scotch twill? What do you mean?
Well, the skirt took the high road and the bodice took the low road.
Oh, Aggie, it looks perfect. There's only one thing wrong, dear. Your figure needs a little padding.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Oh, yes, it does. Aggie, where are those water wings you got out of the attic just now?
Right here. Now hold still, Mr. Lion, while I put them on you. There.
Ah, that looks fine, Aggie. But they should be blown up a bit. Ben, take that little cube and blow.
I certainly will not.
Oh, you're acting very petty. This is for charity, and all you've done is think about yourself.
Oh, all right.
Mr. Lion, your shape looks perfect now. Close the nozzle and tuck the tube in.
All right, all right.
What's the matter?
The tube's cold.
Oh, never mind, darling. You look wonderful.
Think I'd better warn you, there's a bit of a leak in one of those wings.
Well, then I better test them. Now, Ben, hold still while I squeeze you. There.
It hasn't let much air out, but you'll have to be careful.
Well, don't tell anyone. I'll be the laughing stock of the crowd.
Oh, talking about laughing stocks, I must away and press Master Richard's costume.
Bibi, I've a good mind to take this silly thing off. Nobody could look less like a woman than I do.
Yoo-hoo, Bibi!
I was wrong.
Now stop that. Here, you pin this silver star on the front of your bodice while I go out and see Florrie. Florrie, darling.
Phoebe, darling.
I want you to come in and see Ben. He doesn't like his costume, so I want you to tell him how nice he looks.
All right. I'll do it if it kills me.
He's in the den. Come on.
Well, where is... Phoebe, I thought your mother was in Hollywood.
This is me, Ben Lyon.
Ben Lyon? Well, from now on, I'll have to call you Ben-Hur.
Now, cut that out.
Florrie, tell him how nice he looks.
You look divine in that outfit. And your legs look beautiful in those brown stockings.
You're looking at the writing desk.
Seriously, dear, you look perfect. There's only one little thing wrong. That silver star on your bodice is bent. It needs pressing back.
Don't touch me.
Now, stop wiggling. It only needs a little push right here. What's that?
I think it's the kettle boiling over. Let's go out and see, huh?
Pop, you better change out of your costume. We start rehearsing in 10 minutes.
Good. You girls go ahead, and I'll be with you in a few seconds. Barbara, for heaven's sakes, what have you done to the dining room? The only thing you haven't moved around is the fireplace.
But things have to be right for the rehearsal. This is supposed to be Cinderella's kitchen.
Oh, you've made it look very realistic, dear.
Yes. Now all I need is one of those old-fashioned things they used to turn the meat on.
Oh, you want a spit?
Ben, don't be vulgar.
Oh, Mother, I wish you hadn't asked Aunt Florrie to be in the pantomime. What's she going to play?
What about the ugly sisters?
Well, which one?
She's ugly enough to play both of them.
Don't you dare talk that way about Florrie. Barbara, I want you to give her a very nice part.
Well, what part shall I give her?
Well, how about Prince Charming?
Oh, no, Mother.
Oh, please, dear, just for me.
Well, all right. But I really can't imagine Aunt Florrie dressed as Prince Charming.
She'll look like a sack of potatoes.
Don't forget, she'll be wearing tights.
Make that 3 sacks of potatoes.
Come in.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Whippy.
Oh, hello, hi, Mr. Mrs. Wimple.
The missus wouldn't believe I was going to rehearsal, so I had to bring her along with me.
Well, I must confess, I thought he'd been drinking when I saw him walking round the house, talking to himself with the tea cozy on his head.
Well, come on, Aunt Florrie. They're in here.
Oh, we're going to start rehearsing in just a minute.
Oh, I'm so excited. Have I got many lines?
More than any woman I know.
What?
I mean in the play.
Oh. Oh, Richard, give everyone their part.
Okay.
Oh, that'll be Harold. Now, please, everybody, be nice to him. Remember, he's terribly shy.
Hello, Barbara.
Well, come on in, Harold. I want you to meet everybody. This is Mrs. Wimple.
How do you do?
And you've met my father.
Oh, yes. How do you do, Mrs. Wimple?
And this is Mrs. Wainwright.
Oh, pleased to see you again, Mr. Lyon.
And Mother, you know.
Oh, yes. How are you, Mrs. You Know?
Well, now that we all don't know each other, let's get cracking with the rehearsal.
Oh, fine. Now, the first scene is Cinderella and her nasty old stepmother. Come on, Richard.
Okay.
Do not sit there dreaming, Cinderella. Help me on with my ball dress, center stage.
You don't read the words in brackets. Honestly, they're the stage directions.
Oh. My gown is too tight, Cinderella. Loosen the sash, front stage.
You're reading the directions again.
Oh, yes. Get me my flannel pit. My flannel petticoat. Tonight I must keep warm downstage, upstage, and around the back of the proscenium.
Honestly, Richard, how can you be so stupid?
Oh, I practiced.
Oh, go and exit. Now, this is where I talk to myself. Alas, everyone is going to the ball except me. Here I sit in front of the fire.
Hello, Cinders.
Harold. Harold, you cut off the end of my soliloquy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. Now go on with your lines.
Oh, yes. Cinderella, will you marry me, Barbara?
This is going to be some play.
Well, I couldn't marry you, Button. How could you support a wife on what you make milking cows?
Well, what's wrong with milking cows? I pull down 6 and 8 a week.
And leave me with my thoughts.
All right, Cinders.
Oh, if only my fairy godmother were here.
That's me.
Here I am. On silver thread of fate, unseen by mortal eyes, I will awake.
All of a sudden, I have a fear. I feel that someone strange is near.
Oh, let's get out and get a beer.
Horace! Go on, Mr. L.
Fear not, Cinderella. I am your fairy godmother.
Blimey.
My fairy godmother?
Yes. I was at your christening. And when you spoke just now, I was at the door listening.
This is where I kill the fairy godmother.
There's no such scene in the play.
I know, but if he can't act any better, he deserves it.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but Mr. Fox is on the phone. He wants you to let him have another ticket for the pantomime tomorrow night. He's taking a Mr. Harcourt with him.
Oh, tell him I'll send him one tonight.
Aye.
Barbara, you didn't tell me Mr. Fox was coming to the pantomime.
But, Daddy, why not? I tried to sell all the tickets I could.
But if he finds out I'm playing a fairy godmother, I'll lose my job. He's a stickler for dignity.
Oh, you can't back out now, Mr. L. The whole butter would be disappointed.
I know. I have a mask you can wear. It's lovely. I had it on the night Horace proposed to me.
Yes. And when she took it off, it was too late.
What?
Oh, I was only playing, my little sugar plum.
Go on, Ben. Wear the mask. No one will recognize you.
Yes, be a sport.
Get me the mask and I'll do it.
Mr. Fox, what parts of the pantomime have you enjoyed the most so far?
The interval.
How about you, Harcourt?
I've enjoyed every minute of the show.
Oh, so have I. I like the smell of the grease paint.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought it was the acting.
The curtain's going up.
Aye, this is the big ballroom scene.
Ah, Cinderella, you dance divinely, and you are so frightfully pretty.
She's pretty frightful herself.
Prince Charming, I dreamed about you last night.
I wonder what she had for supper.
Please, Mr. Fox. Oh, look, here comes Mrs. Lion. She's playing Dandini.
Yes, she's going to speak to Cinderella.
Turn again, Dick Whittington. Lord Mayor of London.
Mother, Dick Whittington is not in this pantomime.
Okay. I'll take my puss and get out of here.
Cinderella, sit here again, and I will get you some champagne. I won't be long.
If only my fairy godmother were here.
I am.
Good heavens, what's that?
Fairy godmother.
That's the fattest fairy I've ever seen.
Listen, Cinders, to what I have to say. Ere the clock strikes 12, you must be on your way.
Yes, fairy godmother. Daddy, this is where you hook yourself to the wire and fly off.
I know, I've got it.
You're hooking it in the wrong place.
Be still. And now that there's nothing more to say, I'll sling my hook and fly away. Farewell.
Well, that's the first time I ever saw a fairy queen fly off the stage upside down and backwards.
This is the last act coming up.
I wish the woman in front of me would take off that big hat. During the last scene, I couldn't see any of the actors.
Do me a favor, change places with me.
Fox, I wish you'd stop making unkind comments about this show. There's a certain person in it who'd make any play delightful to me.
The curtain's going up. Oh, they're back in the kitchen now.
Oh, the ball last night was so wonderful.
Oh,
hark! Here comes my stepmother with one of my ugly sisters.
Oh, mother dear.
Yes, daughter?
See you coming round the bend. Look through this window.
I will. Maybe I should have opened it first.
Big ears. Oh, it's Prince Charming's carriage. That means he'll be staying for tea. Have we any butter left?
Woe is me. Woe is me. I haven't made a clot of butter since this morning. What shall I do?
Turn again, Dick Whittington.
What a clot.
Mother. Mother, you don't come in here.
Paul.
Come on, Puss. Only 12 miles to London.
Prince Charming's coach is at the door.
I say, the carriage is beautiful, and those are three magnificent horses.
There are only two horses. The one in the middle is Florrie Wainwright.
Here comes Dame Strongheart. She's in charge of the pages.
Isn't this a bit irregular for a dame?
Well, I had to get in this place somehow.
Here, ye pages, step this way. Left, right.
We broke the John slipper.
Left, right.
We are the little slipper.
Cut out the cattle.
Yes, sir.
Whoever this glass slipper fits, I shall wait. Young maiden, will you try on this slipper?
Oh, look.
Ah, the slipper fits.
Prince Charming, my dreams have come true. And here's my godmother to confirm it, too.
Between these two, great love has risen. Now he is hers and she is his'n.
Oh, fairy queen, now all is well. For everything you've cast a spell.
He missed the truth by one letter.
Oh, Godmother. Godmother, thank you for putting things right. Come here and let me squeeze you tight.
Oh, be careful of my water wings. Phoebe, my water wings have exploded. What shall I do?
Turn again, Dick Whittingham. Turn again.
Well, Barbara, you can feel very proud of yourself. It was a big success.
You're right, Mrs. L. We made £53.
Yes, you really put it over on them tonight, Mr. L. No one had a clue that you were the Fairy Queen.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Oh, Mr. Lion, Mr. Fox is here to see you about the pantomime.
Mr. Fox? Phoebe, if he's found out what I play tonight, it'll mean immediate dismissal.
Well, what do you care, as long as he doesn't give you the sack?
Oh, hello, Lion.
Oh, hello, Mr. Fox. Come right in, Mr. Fox. Oh, this is a pleasant surprise, Mr. Fox, isn't it, Phoebe?
Oh, yes, it certainly is, Mr. What'd you say his name was?
Phoebe.
Well, what a coincidence. That's my name, too.
She's only joking. Sit down.
Where?
Wimple, pull up something with a well-padded seat.
All right, Mr. L.
Mr. Wimple, put me down.
Sit down here, Mr. Fox.
Thanks. Now then, about the pantomime.
Pantomime?
Yes. Harcourt was so delighted with it, he's agreed to back our films. You see, he fell in love with a girl in the show.
Oh!
Who was this woman he fell in love with?
The woman with the mask, the fairy godmother.
Now, stop that.
Are you sure it was the fairy godmother?
Oh, positive. Personally, I thought she was ghastly. But Harcourt seems to like big women with dimples in their knees.
Dimples?
Yes, I want you to introduce him to this woman.
But, Mr. Fox, it's like this. Well, you see, I...
Well, what?
What Mr. L's trying to say is, he doesn't think Mr. Harcourt is romantic enough for the lady in question.
Oh, you don't have to worry, Lion. Harcourt may look the quiet type, but if he took this young lady out, she'd get a big surprise.
So would he.
That was Life with a Lion, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lamb and their children Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Horace Percival, Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Hugh Morton, Gwen Lewis, and Keith Pyatt. The script was by B.B. Daniels, Bob Locke, and Ronnie Hambray. The BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Paul Fennelly. Production by Tom Ronald.